Just north of downtown Indianapolis is a brand new building experts say is on the cutting edge of education. Carpe Diem students spend half their day in the classroom, half in a self-guided digital learning center, and are constantly monitored to see how much progress they're making. To stay on track, students must average 1% progress each day during a 90-day semester. Principal Mark Forner even reads a top 10 list every morning.
So today, Bobby Smith was number 10 with 6.5%. Susie Jones was number 9 with 7.3%. Basically, we've ripped off David Letterman and do a top 10. But the kids love it.
The 96th to 12th grade students are all income levels, all education levels, and come from a mix of public, private, and homeschooling. In August, they are tested and put on a personalized track. This can change throughout the year, according to Rick Ogston, who founded Carpe Diem in Arizona.
One great example of that is we had an eighth grade student who was doing Algebra 1. She completed Algebra 1 in less than a semester, took the semester end of course exam, got a 95% or something like that higher, and demonstrated mastery of that course. Then she wanted to do Algebra 2. Great. The math teacher, because we have this ability, said, wait a minute.
Instead, the teacher gave the student the end-of-course assessment for Algebra 2. When the student scored an 85 for a class she'd never taken, the teacher personalized a more challenging course of study. Carpe Diem has a national track record scoring among the top performing schools in Arizona. Ogston says it's too soon to gauge progress in Indiana. Cincinnati Public Schools spokeswoman Janet Walsh says Carpe Diem will open inside Aiken High School next fall.
It appealed to us because we are always looking to expand our portfolio of schools to have different choices that may fit with individual students and may appeal to their parents.
The school is tuition-free and will get money from the state of Ohio. Other Carpe Diem schools are planned for Texas and Idaho. Founder Rick Ogston, a former Marine, marriage counselor, pastor, and educator, says he was frustrated about the lack of change in education.
I went back to my office and banged my head on the desk, which I tend to do, going, oh, and say a quick prayer, going, God, not, there's got to be a better way. And literally at that moment, I had an infusion of a lot of ideas about leveraging technology to begin to personalize education.
That was in 2001. Shortly afterward, he opened Carpe Diem in Yuma, Arizona. He says he didn't seek out publicity, but various national foundations brought attention to his students' test scores. Back in the Digital Learning Center, 8th grader Jalen Byard is doing his honors math homework, focusing on space figures and drawings. He wants to be an air traffic controller. Students are asked what kind of a career they want and take aptitude tests.
I like this better because, like, it's easier to get an education here than it was at my old school.
And so how's it different?
It's different because most of the work is online, and the other school was, like, in a classroom the whole day. And it's a little bit harder here, but I think I can get a better education here.
Byard used to get D's. He's now getting B's. Anyone who scores below an 80% is forced to stop and get extra help from teachers. In Cincinnati, enrollment is underway for Carpe Diem and Aiken's other new school, New Tech. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.